get started.
Oh, so actually, this is what I was working. I was here for an hour so far.
Yeah.
I was to walk around.
Yeah, I heard that you do work at the arboretum, right? Around here?
I don't
or
work.
Or just take pictures, you know, like a hobby of yours.
I take a lot of pictures, a lot of walking.
A lot of walking, a lot of pictures?
Yeah, that's mostly more recent things. It's a COVID thing came in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then we can definitely expand on that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. I got started with the recording us. So my name is Miriam Malsari. I am interviewing John, and he'll be drawing on his experience at the arboretum. I would like him to verbally consent towards me recording him, if that's okay with him.
I consent.
Wonderful. Okay, great. So we can get started. I do have a series of questions that I came up with. So I want you to state your name and affiliation towards the arboretum.
And there is John Quinn, and I spend a lot of time here.
A lot of time there. There we go. And he's also a photographer. So is that your hobby, or is it...
It's a hobby.
It's a hobby, and do you enjoy your hobby?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly right. Yeah. Okay. I would like you to describe the arboretum to you personally. Like, how is the arboretum, and what do you like about it?
Okay, it means a lot of things to me. First time I was here was over 45 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the girl I was dating at the time was a student at the university. I used to walk out here for walks.
Mm-hmm.
I moved out of this area, I was up north for a while, and then I came back down 20 years ago, over 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to come up here for walks, and my late wife, she passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In fact, it's her marker. She's on that plaque over here.
Oh, beautiful. Wonderful. Tree. So you do come visit her then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They planted a cherry tree there.
A cherry tree.
And it grew for over 10 years and suddenly died.
Oh, no.
Did
they replant a new one then?
Yes, it's the one there.
The smaller one?
Small
at the
one,
front?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yes. Yeah, they planted a black cherry, and it does say it, unfortunately, the bacterial infection caused it and died.
Oh, I see.
So they planted a birch, which is actually a good thing, because that was her favorite tree.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. So I guess there was an upside towards it.
Yeah.
And then you get to see it grow, right? So over throughout the years, you'll see it grow taller and taller. And then is there any distinctive features or sound that you associate with the arboretum whenever you come visit?
Mostly wildlife.
Wildlife?
Well, again, it depends very much on the weather. Sometimes it's the noise of wind through trees.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's wildlife. The different birds. Sometimes, you know, coyotes be there.
Coyotes?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. Have you ever seen one, like, cross paths with you? Have you ever photographed some?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Are they scary? Or, like, is there anything?
Not really. Most of the time, they're afraid of you.
They're afraid of you?
They're
bothered
you.
Okay.
There's a couple of aggressive ones that showed up at other parts of Ontario over the years, but...
Yeah? Is there any, like, animals that are human-friendly? Like, I guess, just because the arboretum has so many population of people coming in, feeding the animals and all that kind of stuff. Have you ever experienced any animals coming to you because of it?
Oh, there's squirrels and chipmunks.
Yeah, of course.
I came across a raccoon a month ago.
Yeah, raccoon?
Yeah, that on the trail over here, and that can be very friendly. So it's unusual for raccoons.
Oh, really? That is interesting. Okay, so we can definitely get started on your specific memory that you have associated with arboretum, an important memory, or any memory that you have that you'd like to share with us.
Well, these are probably the most important ones, as I'm concerned, was the memorial service for my wife.
Yeah.
Had it on the lawn there with all the trees. And so that's but, And that's a lot of little things. Walking through the trails on the bottom side of the road, outside of the road. And foxes walk past.
Really? And then is there any, do you come by and visit your wife throughout the days? Is there something special that you do alongside here?
Not really, no.
You just come by and just say hi, chat up.
Since COVID happened here, I've been having about 5 days a week.
5 days a week?
Yeah.
Ever since COVID, or do you still do it now?
I'm still doing it now.
You still do it now?
Trying to walk. So in the summer, I'm trying to get out, walk 10 kilometers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really healthy. That's good for you. So how does your experience with the Memorial Grove and the Arboretum has affected you?
Well, it's a reminder there. And you can see that meeting people constantly.
Yes.
They're always they're all in the same boat. They've got the same. Mm-hmm. Know what they're doing.
Is there any specific photograph that you like that is meaningful to you that you've taken?
I've probably taken about 20,000-30,000 photographs here.
Yeah, I've been told that is a lot. Yeah. Is there one that you would like me to publish on our website that like is dedicated towards you? Because I can definitely do that for you when I publish your story, and I can also select a picture that you choose, and then I can probably associate it with it.
Take a little bit of digging. Take a bit of digging.
Yeah, definitely do that digging.
Send you a few, give you a choice.
yeah, definitely. The more the better. I'd be happy with that. I guess what elements of the arboretum is important to you, and is there any other experience that you want to draw on besides the Memorial Grove?
Well, see, the whole place is a different environment all the way through, and constant change with the season.
Yeah.
I said 2 weeks ago, it was a massive migrating birds coming through.
Yeah.
Today is the first day I didn't see any.
Yeah. And then, what's your favorite season then that you personally like?
Here probably fall.
Fall?
I like color.
Yeah? Yeah, fall is also my favorite season. I like how the trees all change different colors, and like you said, the animals are migrating as well too.
Yeah.
They're all leaving and everything is shifting the environment. Is there anything else that you like to expand on besides this?
It's the variety of wildlife. Most people don't realize as much as here.
Yeah.
I've photographed porcupines, mink,
deer. Cute. Deer. Is deer something that you often see, or is that like a rare sighting?
Probably over the next month or two, there's probably quite a few. They're here because down at the pond taking pictures yesterday, and the deer tracks.
I see. Okay, so that's great. Besides that, anything else? Is there any other story you want to expand on?
Yeah, it's the most other thing too. So the people you meet here is a big thing. The variety of people you meet, the broad spectrum.
And then is there any people that you've met here randomly that you've actually gotten close with? Anyone at the arboretum that you've also gotten close with? Just from, hanging around here, taking photos. Anyone has ever approached you about it?
Oh, yeah, frequently.
Frequently? Yeah. Even the arboretum staff as well?
Yes.
And have you ever attended the arboretum events that they've held throughout the year?
Oh, yeah, that concert.
The concert you just went to? Yeah.
Okay. As a field naturalist, or natural Guelph now, I used to go to the meetings.
Okay, yeah. So would you consider yourself like a naturalist photographer then?
Probably the past 2 years, yes.
Yes?
But before that, I was all over the place.
Yeah, is it because of COVID? It kind of influenced you?
Yeah.
And then because of COVID, you started coming to the arboretum more often, taking
pictures?
Yeah, more
often. So I was coming here, but just a lot more frequently.
A lot more frequently?
Yeah, my photography was very eclectic. I used to do a lot of event photography, dance festivals, music festivals, writers festivals.
Oh, I see. Was there any photography that you have done at events here at the arboretum? Any chance or no?
Well, a lot of concert comes a few weeks ago. They asked me to take pictures in the concert.
Oh, really? They asked you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful. That's
and,
great.
I've actually met the group initially. Yeah, just, I was asked for Monday Walk.
Oh, I see.
And they were playing, they're doing an impromptu session on the boardwalk.
Oh, okay. I see. That's cool. That's really cool. Okay, great. And then is there anything else that you like to include?
I don't think about it. I think probably message something after I leave.
It's okay. If you do figure something out, you can definitely shoot me a text or an email, and I can definitely come back and we can proceed with our interview. But I really appreciate it. And the rain finally stopped. But it'd be interesting in the background just to hear the rain pitter patter while you talk.
Yeah, and the glasses have got spots all over me.
Yeah. Yeah, all over me. I'm all wet.
Where are you from?
I am from Kitchener, but I've come here to Guelph to study psychology. History. Mm-hmm. And this is my last year. And it's a great experience what Kim has done for us. Like, we're learning about oral history and digital storytelling. So after this, we'll just be cutting a story from what you've told us, and then we'll be posting it online. And then people will be actually looking at your story and then expanding it to the arboretum itself.
Yeah.
But
oral history, is that tied in with First Nations?
Yes, First Nations are definitely included into it. So we do put a disclaimer that the land do belongs to the First Nation and we respect it and all that.
Yeah.
And then oral history did come from the nations itself. Yeah. You know, the chiefs talking about their stories and expanding it. And then now it's just everything has become so digital. So any audio or video record, we just post it online.
Yeah, it's quite amusing. Actually, this happened yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a morning walk and the challenge people off at the First Nations garden.
Okay, yeah.
A little plot we've got there, with the medicine plants and expanding it. Yeah, I was chatting there with the guy who was organizing it, and turns out we were a bunch of mutual friends.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. A lot of Métis and First Nation. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So thank you so much for coming by, John. Yeah. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Oh, yeah.
And enjoy taking pictures. Fall is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
so.
I was there for 2 hours this morning.
Oh, yeah. So are you done with taking pictures? You're going to go home now?
Quick look around?
Okay, yeah. Enjoy yourself. Yes. Enjoy your walk, and I hope you have a wonderful day, John. Yeah. Thank you.
What's the other thing? I'm talking about oral history. That's the amusing thing about it. I took a lot of history courses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you take here at Guelph? Or was it at another institute?
No, just courses here and there.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's a continuing education course program in Guelph.
Yep.
And they've got a class. I've been attending that one for 27 years now.
Oh, geez. What course is it?
It's history and archaeology.
Oh, okay.
It's a mixture of history, archaeology, and anthropology.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Every night, every class, different professor.
Okay, I see.
And the professors are from Guelph, McMaster, Waterloo, Western, all over.
So you have a lot of academic knowledge in terms of different institutes and anthropology, archaeology.
Yeah.
Do they talk about the Arboretum by any chance, or they just talk about Guelph in general or Canada?
Worldwide.
Worldwide? Okay. Yeah, yeah. So they talk about the nature all around the world. How about climate change or anything like that? Do you guys expand on that as well?
Quite a bit, yeah.
Quite a bit? Did you learn anything new that from the course that you've been taking? Like anything interesting?
Nothing really new because I've been involved in it for many years.
Yeah.
But most of it is the thing is amount of misinformation is a problem.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
And the left generates as much misinformation as the right.
Yes.
So university, you're more tend to lean towards the left.
Yeah.
And so there's misinformation coming out from the west too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's the thing about online too. It's just one thing pops and now everyone just spreading all the misinformation and then they just believe that when it's not true.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. And so I'll let you go now. And I want to thank you so much for talking with me, John.
Yeah. Okay.
Hope you have a great day. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I think I have some pictures for you.
Okay, sounds good. Be sure to send me that. And I'll send you once I've uploaded your story, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.